agent. We are stopping. Right, we stopped the sugya. We're learning about Shittas Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda holds that you're allowed to do the Bikkur Chometz only until the time of Bikkur Chometz, not after it. Why? Because we're concerned you're going to come to eat it. So we are, but you see by Chodesh, he wasn't concerned about it. How do we see in Chodesh we're not concerned? In two places. Number one, we see that it says that when they would finish doing the Oimer, the grass, after the Sukkah, you should have it to be full of already ground down wheat and dried into kernels. So you see that they were obviously busy with it beforehand. And Reb Yehuda was very happy with that. So you see that you're allowed to handle something which is forbidden to be eaten, even, and you're not concerned, you're not going to come to eat it. That was one raya. Another raya was a different Mishnah that said that in places where you don't generally offer up the, bring the wheat there for the Korban Omer, for the body of the Korban Omer, you're allowed to harvest in the normal manner. You're allowed to harvest in the normal manner. Those are the two rayas. And we said that to Reb Yehuda. So those two rayas, so Yehuda is not concerned about doing melachas or involving yourself in food that's forbidden to be eaten. Those are the two rayas. So what were the answers to these rayas? What was the answer? You know, if I can remember, what's the answer? Why is he not concerned that you come to eat it? I have a chomet he was. What's the difference between chodosh and chomet? So putting you at the... Okay.
Both
the rice, both the surim, and even more, curries, the chomet is curries, and chodosh isn't.
What piece of the rice is
It's also not correct, right? So what's the difference? What's the difference between chomet and chodosh? No, they're not. Chodosh is something which a person was never involved in and therefore not concerned that first of all come to eat it. And seeing chomet is something he was just eating 20 seconds ago. You tell him now you can't eat it, but you can involve yourself with it, you can busy with it, we're concerned he'll come to eat it. That was the chiddush. Chomet loy bodomene, chodosh bodomene. Chodosh bodomene, chomet loy bodomene. That's the chiddush between why by chodosh he's not concerned and by chomet he was. Okay, then the Gemara had another kash, we're dropping now. We're now about 10 lines down. Omar Rovo. Rabbi Yudan for Omar Rovo. Do you see it? Do we actually have it? I think it's come on. Omar Rovo. Rabbi Yudah Kasha. The only thing that bothers you is the Kasha and the Stira in Rabbi Yudah. So Rabbanon is Rabbanon Loi Kasha, but there's no problem, no Stira in the opinion of the Rabbanon. There's a Stira in there as well. The Rabbanon, what do they hold by Chomet? What do Rabbanon hold by Chomet?
You can continue to do the Kikah.
You can do bdika until at least say the night. Some people say even more than that. You can do bdika even when you're not at Yichonet. But again to Chodosh, they said, that's nothing. Oh, okay. It came to Chodosh, they said that you cannot. So what's the difference between Chomet and Chodosh?
Thank you.
Oh, so that's your up to now. How are we going to resolve the contradiction between the opinion of Rabbanon by Chomet and the opinion of Rabbanon by Chodosh? Why by Chodosh were they more machmir than by Chomet? So says the Gemara. So where the Bach, the little Bach, you can see a base in brackets, that's the Bach. So El Amarava, there's some words missing that the Bach adds in. El Amarava, Jeb Yudah, Jeb Yudah, Loi Kasha, there's no steer in Shittas Jeb Yudah, Kedushanin on it. Like we resolved this. We said, Tergudah by Chodosh is more makel because a person is bodil mine. He never was involved in it before and there's no concern he's going to come to eat it. And Shingim and Chomis is more concerned because Chomis is very familiar with he'll come to eat it. How are we going to resolve this theory in Rabbanon? Rabbanon, Rabbanon, Namile Kasha. Here's the answer. Why is there no sin in the Rabbanon? Who answered? This is for Rabbanon told us this. Who answered? Mechazor of Resofe. He himself, what's he doing now? What's the whole purpose now when he's doing Bidikas Chometz? Why is the person doing Bidikas Chometz? Why is the person doing Bidikas Chometz? He wants to get rid of it. His whole purpose is to get rid of it. Meichu Kachemene. Well, he's going to eat it. There's no concern he's going to eat it because the whole avoda now is to get rid of the chametz. So he's going to remember very clearly not to eat the chametz. It says the Rabbanon, Rabbi explained it. You want to know why the chodosh we're worried? And the chodosh we're worried, you're putting in your mouth. The chametz, what are you looking for? Why are you involving yourself bechlan looking for chametz? Because you know you have to burn the chametz. Since you know you have to burn the chametz, there's no concern you're going to come to eat it. Very good. That's the answer to resolve the serious between Abuse and Rabban. Okay? Let's see some Rashi. The Rabban and Rabban Loikasha. The Rabban and Rabban Loikasha is 9 lines up in the narrow lines. Rabban and Rabban Loikasha. Well, there's no spear in the Rabban. Beat me up. The Lame Shani is Adam Abuse. You only answer Shittas Abuda. But Rabbanon Lami Kasha. Even Rabbanon is fair. Mas Nisin Loigas, you know. In our mission, they didn't make any Gzeya. They allowed you to do B'dikas Chomet, and they weren't worried you'll come to eat the Chomet.
Don't forget
the work. Oh, you gave us this. You need something. The heart and the tani, should I brought this for coming? I'll run down quickly, it's been half a minute. Stop the recording. Then it asks you, Drabon and Drabon and Lady Kasha. Is 9 lines up in the narrow line. Drabon and Drabon and Lady Kasha. Well, there's no steer in the Rabbanon. Fit me up. The Lady Shanis, Ella Lebuda. All your answers was the opinion of Lebuda. But Drabon and Lady Kasha. Rabbanon also difficult. Masnitin lo yigazino. In our mission regarding Chomet, they didn't make it clear. Yeah? But Hatan Sonia regarding Chodosh, when you find a flower, it says Shalaybra Tzim Chacham. It says Kedoni Shalaybra Tzim Chacham. It says it was without halachic sanction. The rabbis weren't happy about it. The Mashma, the Gozer and Meir, his master, the mayor, was clear, was Gerza, and said he should not have ground the flower. To whom he made Bukhid. He was one of the ones who argued with Abuda. So, if so, we have Abuda. We have the Chachamim of Chodokan Abuda. Who are the Chachamim of Chodokan Abuda? Now, Mishnah, give me that, give me a name. In the Mishnah, you have Shit Abuda who says he can be voted only till Bizman Bio, and the Chachamim of Chodokan. Who are the Chachamim? What's the Mishnah call them? Chachamim, doesn't say a name. In the Mishnah, in the Yudam Adbeli, the Mishnah doesn't give a name, right? But, says Rashi, the Chachamim with Rabbi Yudah, the one who argues with Rabbi Yudah, is Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir, it's Mashma, in our Mishnah, that Rabbi Meir holds, they are allowed to burn the Chomet, even though it's also to eat the Chomet. On the other hand, Rav Meir clearly on Dafyud Aleph Amud Aleph, very, very top, was unhappy with the fact that they were busy grinding the flour. So the steering shift is Rav Meir. Does Rav Meir, is Rav Meir concerned you're going to come to Egypt, or is he not concerned you're going to come to Egypt? To which the Gemara answered, to which our answers, who atzmo yim machazer olo v'sofoy, abagav even though it's ba'alma, gazina, ba'alma rashi, abagav the ba'alma gazina, the dogma, Shaosagur, even though generally they do make it clear, the dogma, Shaosagur, something that you are busy with, He made the gzeira, you shouldn't do that. Shelo yoyishit lepiv, so that you shouldn't put it inside his mouth. Hoch of the biggest summit, the biggest summit's like in the middle. They're not concerned. To atmoi. What does that mean, who atmoi? Kol iskoi zeh v'chomet. His whole involvement with this chomet, einoi elo, is only to be mechazal of a servant, to burn it. Eino chozi korin le'isro godo mizeh. There's no more stronger reminder regarding the Issa than this. There's no greater reminder regarding the Issa than this. There's no more greater reminder that Issa than this than what? That you're going to have to burn it. Why are you burning it? Must be because it's also for you to eat it. So you're not going to come to eat it. So that's the Gemara. Ever are in the Gemara, which I haven't got a shot yet for, maybe some of you can think of one. I'm a bit stuck on the Gemara. Abai to the Teretz, right? The Abai had a question, Rebuda, and Abai to the Teretz. What was the Teretz? Abai to the Teretz that by Chodosh, Rebuda is not concerned because you weren't involved in it. And by Chomi, he is concerned because you're very familiar with the Chomet and you're going to come to eat it. And Robert turns around to him and starts attacking him. Says, I don't understand you. You only have a seer in Yehuda. You don't have a seer in the Avonon. I don't understand you. Elam Rava. So says Rava, comes out the back right to Elam Rava. So Elam Rava. Rava is going to tell you a whole brand new Teretz. What's the new Teretz? Yehuda, the Yishuv for Yehuda is like I told you, like you said. And I'm now going to add also Yishuv for Rava. So it's a bit difficult. Normally when you have a Gemara, when one asks from the other, is normally I disagree with you, and then therefore we're going to tell you a new Teretz. He didn't disagree. Abai asked the Kashri of the steer in Rebuda, how to work out the Rebuda, and we said the Teretz. So Rava, he didn't answer the Rabbanon. Okay, so Rava added an answer also for the Rabbanon. I don't know why, it's like a whole big kash on Abai. Well, you've only got a kash on Rebuda, you've also got a kash on Rabbanon. Ella, oh my God, I'm never going to tell you new Mahalach. It's not new Mahalach. It's the Tosefes to what Abai said. Abai didn't say the whole picture. Abai only said half this, half the answer. So Rava added to it. And I'm a bit bothered with how the Bach, I'm bothered with the whole way the Rava asked on Abai and the answer. But it sounds as if there's some new answer going on here, which I don't see it. Abai is saying one answer, and Rava's adding to it. Yeah, don't know, yeah. Abai said one thing. We have two questions here, right? We have a question of Sir and Rebuda. And if Sir and Rabbanon, Abai is focused on Rebuda. And Rava said, you should know there's also Rabbanon that you have to focus on. There's also Rabbanon that needs to be resolved. There's also Sir and Rabbanon. So how are we going to resolve this? Rava doesn't say new Teretz to answers, wow, some great Teretz to answers both. He said, how am I going to resolve Rebuda? Like you said. Like you, Abai, said. And I'm going to go, I'm going to tell you a new Teretz. Why then? Ella Omerova. We know normally Ella Omerova means Ella, whenever the God says Ella, it's retracting from everything said beforehand. Not retracting. Which way did he retract? He said, how are we going to answer Rebuda? Like you said. And I'm going to answer Rabbanim also, that if he's Mechazal over his sofer, then our brother is not going to come to eat it. And it's a bit difficult on the Gemara.
How should the Gemara say that it was only in addition.
So first of all, shouldn't have said Ella for Rava. We don't really have that gift to Ella, that's the Bach who adds in. And more than that, it's not really a bitmia. It's on my Rava, Drabonam, I'm no Kashi, you can say like this. Even Rashi, how he speaks out, look at Rashi. Drabonam, Drabonam, no Kashi, bitmia. What, on Drabonam, you don't have a Kashi? Bitmia. The Loi Mishan is Ella, Loi Buddha, your only answer to Buddha. Well, Rabbanan only kasha. Even though Rabbanan is there. Say that, okay. Such a kasha on Abai. But you have to add, Abai answered one thing, and another thing you know, Rabbanan, I also have a Teretz like this. It sounds like Rabbanan understood from Abai that there's no steer in Rabbanan. And then that, Rabbanan's very bothered, and he says a Teretz. So I haven't got there to stop this. There's a problem in the Nusach of the Gemara. Okay, a problem in the Nusach of the Gemara. Have to look around. Okay, so now we have to focus now, go back a bit, to focus on this halacha by Cholos. And let's remember these two Gemaras, because otherwise it's not going to work. The two Gemaras by Cholos, two Mishnahs by Cholos. One Mishnah was, Yossi, what was the first Mishnah said by Cholos? That we see you're allowed to be involved in Cholos. The day after the Omer, the day of the Omer, already the place would be filled with flour. If it's filled with flour, it must have been that they ground it before they did the Omer. That's the first raya we had. The second raya we had was, it says in the Beit HaShlochim, and I'm mocking the place where you couldn't bring, you can't bring the Omer from there you're allowed to harvest as you like. Throughout the year you can harvest there, having your harvest. I might come to eat it. Right? Those are not concerned you'll come to eat it. Those are the two rites, two separate rites. How concerned you're going to come to eat it?
Because of the Beit HaShlochim.
No. Why not concerned you come to eat it? Says Abayim, because you were never eating Chodesh yet. So you're a problem in it. Why not to harvest it? I didn't eat it to harvest Chodesh before the Omer, for Ksiris Omer. Because it's not the place where you bring Omer from. Right?
Why don't you think? Because you also have reminders as well?
No, no reminders.
You're using reminders?
In that case, there's no reminders. Kotzen, you harvest normally, so what's stopping you from eating it?
Why would you say that to get the reminders?
No. It's Kotzen, it was cut with a scythe. So those are the two cases. You must remember these two cases because in order to learn the second tesis, we need to have that clear. So let's just do the first tesis. The first tesis says you'll have to harvest from the Gemara Mishnah says you'll have to harvest from the Beit HaShlochim. So why? Why can you harvest the Beit HaShlochim? What was the pshat? It's because you're only the Issa to harvest before bringing the Cholosh, before bringing the Omer. The Issa to harvest before harvesting for the Omer is only regarding such produce that you would have been able to bring the Omer from. Right? The produce that you wouldn't have been able to bring the Omer from, you're allowed to harvest before the harvesting of the Omer.
The locations.
Yes. Right. What's special about the location? Because it's the type of location that produces superior produce. So any place that doesn't have superior produce, you're allowed to harvest before the harvesting of the Omer.
Is it called out superior, or is it it's not meant, there's no mandatory intervention by man?
No.
Meaning, if we were to able to design a superior produce canal using water irrigation system like that, certain people in here in Israel, which they know exactly what that would be, these tools and stuff like that. So would we say, okay, use this now, or here, I see a common line that's a bit.
No, Rashi says the reason why you can't use this, the reason why this type of produce from this place is not good for the Omer is because it's minam mufka. It's not minam mufka. So if you would, like you're saying, if you would be able to make it as minam mufka, genetically modified produce that comes out really, really good in a time.
We're defining superior by quality versus maybe the aspect that
No. Okay, so in Achanami, if you would be able to do such a thing. Okay, so remember, there's two Isurim here. There's an Issa of eating Chodosh. That's not what we're talking about now, this place. There's an Issa of eating Chodosh. We're not talking about what we're talking about. There's another din. You don't have to harvest produce before the harvesting of the Omer. So you harvest the Omer the night before Ksiris the Omer. You're not going to have to harvest the Omer in order to harvest produce before the harvesting of the Omer. It's a separate issue. The Omer is Silchem, the Omer has to be the first of your harvesting. You're not allowed to harvest produce before that. So before we do this, so how come you had so much flour in the Shuk? Are you not allowed to harvest before the harvesting of the Omer? There had to be a flour in the Shuk. One possible terrace, another terrace, so?
You didn't harvest it, you
plucked it, right? You didn't harvest it, you plucked it. That was the other test, like the Gemara said. So, but in a case where it's not such superior produce, then you're allowed to harvest normally. So It says Rashi, from a place that you're not allowed to bring, that is where you are allowed to harvest. Or Beit HaShlochim, and a Beit HaShlochim, the Chol Hanu, and all these other ones that are mocking. Apa gab de tani befei kolako bonis. Even though it says in Menachis, im hevi kosher, if you would bring from these places, it's kosher. Shivan, de lachavchila, lo yovi, since it's not ideal to bring from there, choshvin olei, mimokoim, shei atom mevi. It's considered a place that you are not meant to be bringing from. It says here has an amazing chiddush, which you don't find that often. You know, we have often people have lots of chumas, right? Lots of chumas. For instance, on Pesach, there are plenty of those. My shviga, for instance, they wash their eggs before Pesach. That's their minig. You have to do such a thing? No. So chumas, they wash their eggs before the Pesach. Yeah, some people are machmir to put handles, to cover the handles of their doors. So of the kitchen doors. Why? Because something which you touch with chomet, you cover with plastic. You have to do that? No. It's a chachile, it's a chumra they do. Every person going to the house has the chumras you do. All these are chumras. Now what does that mean? I mean, I'll be ikalach, it's okay, it's a chumra. In the shayach they have a chumra, according to what the Torah, in the Torah, not our own chumras. Is it possible the Torah gave us a chumra? Is that possible?
No.
Or whatever it says in the Torah, whatever it says in the Torah is exactly what has to be done. The chumras are things that we do as a Doris. Is it possible?
But the Torah took its options, then it wanted to be more of a chumra than a chumra.
I'm asking it. Is it that such a possible thing? So if Yaakov says, yeah, they came out of Hidu Mitzvah. Hidu Mitzvah is not an option. It's a mitzvah to do. That's what Terry says. This is a mitzvah to do. You have to be mahad of the mitzvah. It's not like I can. It's a mitzvah. You have to be mahad of the mitzvah. So is it possible in the Torah to have such a thing? You should know, this is what did you ever do? Okay, but a chaskin should do that.
Yeah,
it is
a
mitzvah. A stopper?
If it's a stopper, correct, it has to be
mounted. That's what you have to do because you don't know what to do. I'm asking, is it possible? The Torah tells me there's two options to do a mitzvah. You can either do it this way, b'di'eved, or lachatchili, you should do it this way. Do we find such a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It says when the Jews are going to enter Eretz Yisrael, then you have to wipe out all the Canaanites. But if you don't, it's going to be a thistle in your eyes.
It's not telling you that you should know there's two mahalchim to do here. You can if you want to get rid of them, or you can if you want not get rid of them, just suffer the consequence. It's not what the Torah is telling you. The Torah is warning you why you should get rid of them. The Torah says the mitzvah to get rid of them. There's Zayam, you have to get rid of them. I think I shouldn't have said that. I'll do it slowly so you shouldn't be run over by the animals. But there's one mitzvah, the mitzvah is to get rid of it. Is it possible? I know by the Rabbanon we have that a lot. But also Mugta, yeah? Mugta, you don't have to move by hand. But the Eved, the Zetus, ways out. Say that by the Rabbanon you can have that. But the Zetus, you don't normally have it. But yeah, the Zetus, here we have it. And this is very, very, very troublesome. The place where the Torah says, you should bring from the mufra, you should bring the chitim from the mufra, for the island, sorry, you should bring them from the mufra, from the bet. Right? But we know, and that's what we do, we get from the best place, we bring the sorry. What happens if there is no best? Can we bring it from the least shlochim? Can we bring it from the least shlochim?
Yeah.
But yeah, you can. So what does that tell me? If you'd ask me, and tell me, the minatoyo you can bring also from not the best. Minatoyo you can bring also not from the best. Chazal told you, lechatchila you should get from the best. That's how I would have explained it. If you see that b'di'eved you can bring from the Beit HaShlochim, so I would have thought, the Pasuk Pshat is, that minatoyo you can bring from the Beit HaShlochim. So why do we always try and get from the very best? The chama which we tried to do. That's what I would have thought. Oh, very good. We'll see. How do you know there's an adipus of the keres? Okay, let's focus on the image for the time being. Okay, so I wanted to focus on the image. I was worried it would get that. You know, so let's focus on the image for the time being. So if I tell you, you should know there's two places where you can bring from. For the image you can get from the Beis HaShlochim. For the image you can get from your God. You should get from the most superior of superior. So what does that tell me? If you'd asked me, but look in the Torah, I would have thought it means the Torah is saying you can get from the garden, from the Beis HaShlochim. And we try to be Mahada, we try the Chatzilah to get from the best, you know, to bring our Beis HaShlochim. The project, we want to do the best. It's our own Chumah, maybe it's Chumah Jabbanon, maybe. That's what you would have thought. That's the normal way of understanding. If it is true, then we have a serious problem. Because here it says, you are allowed to harvest the Beis HaShlochim before the Ketirah Sa'imah. You're allowed to harvest from the Beis HaShlochim. You're not worried. There's no problem. No, it's the Ketirah from the Beis HaShlochim. Right? Why not? Because it's not a type of thing that you bring to the Beis HaMikdash. But if Minat Torah, this is the type of project that I could bring to the Beis HaMikdash for my Korban Omer, so how can I harvest it? Minat Torah I can bring from it. We try to be Mahada and bring for the better stuff, but Minat Torah you meant to bring from it. What's it going to do with what we... It is an Issa Torah to cut, to harvest your own produce before harvesting the produce of the owner. The only way out is if this is not fit to be the Korban Omer. There is fit to be the Korban Omer. Will a Chatchila bring from the Mubcha? There is fit to be the Korban Omer. So what heck did I have to harvest it? No, but it says that they would harvest on the plant. Coasting, you can be coasting for the Beis HaShlochim and unlock him without any problem. You can do it with a scythe. You don't need any shin even. You can do proper harvesting. How can you do proper harvesting? This is produce which is matim for the Beis HaMikdash. Haraya, the b'dievet you can bring from it. So if it's matim for the Korban Omer, because b'dievet I can bring from it, so what's my head for the harvest for my own use long before the Ketirah Sa'imah? So let me ask you a question, according to what you're saying, Yaakov. If somebody has two fields, both of them superior quality, and he's planning to bring from one of the fields for the Omer, is he allowed to harvest the other fields? No. Why? Either there's another thing for the Omer, but the Torah said, anything which is matin for the Omer, you're not allowed to harvest before the Ketirah Sa'imah. This is produce which is matin for the Omer. Suitable for the Omer, you're not allowed to harvest it beforehand. So now, here we have a problem, because also the other fields, the Beis HaShlochim is also growing. They're suitable for the Omer. It's fit for the Omer. Maybe it's not the best, but according to the Torah, you can bring from there. Then according to the Torah, you can bring from there. So how can it be that you're allowed to harvest it beforehand? Oh, so those places, yeah. Because it's not the Chatzchila. It's not the Chatzchila to harvest from here. It's not the Chatzchila. But this is a problem for us. What do you mean not lachatchil? What do you mean not lachatchil? It means minatoria is not lachatchil? Or it means that minatoria you could even bring from the Beis HaShlochim? But we lachatchil try to be mahade. What do you mean it's not lachatchil? Who decided it's not lachatchil? Chazal or the Torah? The Torah says it must be the Torah. Because if it was just Chazal, Chazal can't allow you to cut the produce. If according to the Torah, this field is fixed for the Korban Omer. So it must be that the Torah decided there's a certain thing called the Chatzchila and a certain thing called the edit. And here you have a collector's item. You have a collector's item. Where do you find in the Torah something which is the hachila and something with the edit?
Like if someone doesn't have money and like they did it. Instead of giving an animal, they give a bird, or they give a mincha.
Very good. Okay. Let's just see if that's a good example. Very good. Says, sure, there is a case. If somebody's got a lot of money, you have to bring a cow. If a person's got only a little bit of money, bring birds. If a person's got no money, bring the mincha. So you see the Torah is giving different targets. That's not 100% good, Ryan, because for somebody who's got a lot of money, this is the only way he's meant to do it. And somebody who's got a little bit of money, that's the only way he's meant to do it. Every person has his way of doing it. So where do we find a person has an option to do a lechatchila or a b'dieved? We never find this.
He walked in, he didn't break a certain behavior, but instead he brought a soul for
it. It's not your answer, no. No, it's not your answer. It's the Mishnah. The Mishnah regarding Mitzvah and regarding Yeled, yes? Not yet. That's a good one. It's not Mitzvah really, but I hear, yeah, very good. Says the Akir, Hashem's given him an option of staying under servitude, okay. Fine. It's not money to say what we're talking about, but it's not a mitzvah we're doing. When we find the services in a mitzvah, you have a choice. You can either do this, or the other you can do that. Very, very rare. Very rare. There's a shame, you know. No, you don't have an option. You can't choose to be. If you're not there, then you do. You don't have an option. It's not, you know what, you're in your shrine, you can wait till next month. It doesn't work like that. No. So says, that's what Tzitz is bothered about. So Tzitz is, ain't it Tzmoya? Don't ask me a committee, how can it be? The Medraisa, Lechatzchila, Asa, the Minaseya. Lechatzchila, you're not allowed to. Lechatzchila, you're not allowed to bring from this field. Or B'dieved, sorry, but B'dieved you can't bring from this field. Where do we find such a thing? So Tzitz says, the Ike Militub. There are many things like this. The Ve'inon Shishana Kosov Olav La'akiv. And sometimes, throughout by Koshin, we find that Zohar says something twice to stress that this is the way you have to do it. I'll give you an example, Belila. To mix the mincha. So the Chatshela, you should mix. If you didn't mix it, if it's royal Belila, it's okay. Right? Unless the Zohar stresses, says it again to somebody, no, you have to do it. So here you see, in Kochim you see quite often that the Torah gave options. You can do it a Chatzchila way, or you can do it with the Eved. So let's just stick on Tzitzis. That's the problem. In our Mishnah, in our Gemara, it says there's a base of Shlochim that you're allowed to harvest before the harvesting of the Eved. How can that be? The Torah says you have to harvest the Eved first. So what's the answer? How can you harvest before the harvesting of the Eved? The answer is, this is not fit for the Korban Oim. Fictitious, but it is. B'dieved it is. It says in the Gemara Menachos, that b'dieved, if you would bring from here, it would work. Tzitzis understood that if b'dieved it would work, it must be that that's the bottom line of the Torah, that this is saying it is good. So how can you harvest beforehand? If it's fit for the Korban Oim, how can you harvest? But there's no problem. Lechatzchila, you shouldn't be bringing from here. Lechatzchila, you shouldn't be bringing from here. Lechatzchila, you should only be bringing from a superior quality. Since lechatzchila, you shouldn't be bringing from here, therefore, Hashem said you're allowed to harvest this produce. There's basically, it comes out that there's two dalgas in a deraisa. There's a lechatzchila, where to bring from, and there's a b'dieved where to bring from. Where do we find such ideas in Torah? Just basically, you do find such ideas. You find, by Kochim, the front by Kochim, you find sometimes the Torah says, this is how you should do it, the Chatzchila. But with the effort, if you didn't do it this way, you're also Yoyt. So unless the Torah stressed and says, you know what, I want it specifically done this way. So that's in a Chanam, we're not the Chiddush today. Shayat now, the Chatzchila, and with the effort, on.
on even by deraisa. Even by deraisa. Okay? Next place. Next place. Now this place, I advise you, you prepare for it, start with it. I advise you when you do it, when you learn it, have a pen and paper to have in front of you these two mishnayos, and that way it comes back clear. So at least in our mind now, the first mishnah told us you're allowed to make flour from chodesh. How can you make flour? They allowed it. Second one tells me, what does the second one tell you? You're allowed to harvest, but you can't make a heap. You're allowed to harvest, but you can't make a heap. Koitzin have a low goitzin. So how do these two reconcile? The first mission says you can even make flour. And the second one says you can only harvest. You can't make a heap from it. How can we reconcile the two? Why is it that you're allowed to make the flour here, and this one you're not allowed to make the haystack? Notice that problem? Yeshua. It's a problem. How are we going to resolve it? So it says Tosfos, you know why in the second one you're not allowed to make a haystack? The Begedisha Leker Seder. Within a haystack, there's no Seder. You know why you're allowed to harvest? Not stomach allowed to harvest. You know why you're allowed to harvest? It's because of the hefset. If you would leave this space of shlochim, or this amokim, the produce still connected to the ground, it would rot. Therefore, you'd have to harvest it. So you're allowed to harvest it, so it shouldn't get lost, financial ruin. But that's it. But to make a haystack, why should you be able to do that? Can't make a haystack. Again, let's see that says the Begdisha Lekep Seder Im Yamtin. With stacking it, there's no loss if you wait. Im Yamtin Achamoid, if you wait till after the Omer. The Dafka Meshum Seder Hitiyu Tiyo. There are only matters to do harvesting because of financial loss. Why? Shememarian Likotzer Mishal Peris. This produce comes ready to be harvested quicker than other fruits, and therefore you need to harvest it. If you don't harvest it, posti, you're going to lose it. You're going to have loss. You know why you have to harvest it? Why you have to harvest it? Because of financial loss. That's why you have to harvest it. You can't do anything more than that. Can't do anything more than that. Can't do anything more than that. So how could they make the flour? So how could they make the flour? There's no financial loss there. How could they grind the flour? Oh, this sorry, Buddha came up with Kali. That way Buddha was not even to grind the flour. Oh, this sorry, Buddha came up with Kali. That way Buddha was not to grind the flour earlier. His loima, mishum oile, gali mikilo. That was a special head to follow everybody. Just like the Hefsid of Amati used to do it, so it's a way we're going to Amati used to do it. Right?
She is doing the...
Whenever they need
this, they're going to
need this. Yeah.
He's saying that those who are going off to Islam, what's on the
come back? No, they're there. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of people in Yerushalayim, and they have to bake their breads and everything, the matzahs. So Mela Chazal will matter you to grind it in order to help the Oileh Egon. So let me ask you a quick question then. Is if you're the warrior you're going to come to eat food that you're involved in?
Probably not.
Sounds a familiar question? Is your Yehuda worried that you're allowed? He's saying probably not. Bachomet, what did he say Bachomet? He is worried. So what was the question? How can Bachomet be worried about it? But what happened to Chodosh? Where Chodosh allowed you to harvest?
So the Gemara is bothering you. Yeah, we did it a different way. Because of this, we've got another Teret. It's Esther's. That's why. Especially Esther, because it is Esther. Or either we got him. Another Esther. Another reason why we're in Mashiach. What was the steel of this love? Since there's so many, many Eden there, and they'll need to have food. So Chazal was not to you. Yes, so they were not to you to grind it before in order to provide the services for everyone. So it's still left with a tremendous difficulty. The Gemara asked the steer and abuser. Now how can you tell me that you're worried about eating the chametz? You see where Chodosh, he said, koitzin, avalei goitzin. You'll have to harvest. You know, that's a fact. He said, you'll have to harvest it. So you see, he's not worried you're going to come to eat it. So the Gemara answered the time, sorry, Banach said, because bottle's not bothered. So Mimonoshov, in the same Mishnah that says you're allowed to harvest it, it says, but you're not allowed to stack it. Why not have to make eight stacks? Why not have to make eight stacks? But why can't I make eight stacks? What's the issue of making eight stacks? Why shouldn't I be able to make eight stacks?
That's too similar to preparing
a
drink. You're not
allowed
to harvest, but
it's a harvesting person. No, it's not harvesting. It's harvesting. Stacking is something else. It's an army. Why should I not be able to harvest to make a haystack? Tell me a reason why you can't haystack. Okay, so I harvested them, and surely the reason is because it's not a thing for the base of meters. So I harvested them. Why can't I make a haystack? You're right, the harvest is why they harvest, because it's not my thing for the base of meters, I'm allowed to harvest, right? So why can't I make a haystack now? What's the start? The only shot I know of, because he's worried you're going to come to eat it. That's the only shot I know of. He's worried you're going to come to eat it. So I can't allow you to stack, because you'll come to eat it. Because you're involved in the food. So there's different stages.
Stacking is after I'm grinding.
Stay there.
Grinding, you're skipping one stage, and that's
going to
help you remember?
No, you're mixing too much nitre. You have to get these too much nitre. There's one mission over here, one mission over here. In this mishnah here, the base of shrochim, it would harvest all the produce, and they weren't allowed to stack it. Don't say about making it, they went to make flour. They weren't allowed to stack it. The flour they made for Ilari Goli. But so in this case, some base of shrochim, made of mokim, they're allowed to harvest, but you can't stack. So, ask, why allowed to harvest? Why not? Why allowed to harvest? Because it's a place that's not much in the diamond. You're allowed to harvest. Why not have to stack? Why shouldn't we be allowed to stack? Because we don't want you to come to eat it. And this is Rebuda speaking. Because the kernels, you can eat. The soft kernels, you can eat it. This is Rebuda speaking. Rebuda himself says you can't stack it. So what's Rebuda telling me? That you are worried about eating. So why are we allowed to harvest it? To prevent the loss. So what's the kasha now? Yeah, on the steer between here and chametz. On chametz, what did he say? Chametz, he said, you only have to do it till the 6th hour. Why? Because afterwards you might come to eat it. We don't want you to come to eat it. Chazal didn't make you involved in these places, you might come to eat it. What's the kasha? No, but you see, by tzir, sorry, man, by tzir, he was matter you. He allowed you to harvest the chodesh. With Matthew, you're allowed to have the chodesh. Oh, you see, he's not worried you'll come to eat it. It's not true. He doesn't allow you to stack it, because he is worried you're going to come to eat it. So why did he say you're allowed to harvest it? Because it's financial ruin, that's why. Special Esther, because financial ruin. But that doesn't apply by chometz. No financial loss by chometz. So by chometz, he didn't allow it because you might come to eat it. And by chodesh, he had to allow you because otherwise you'd be liable to financial ruin, that's why. That's why he allowed you to grind it. No, he said you're not allowed to grind, you only have to be gracious, you only have to harvest. He said you only have to harvest it, you only have to stack it. You started from the Alice. Two Mishnahs, second Mishnah. Right, second Mishnah says, Kuitzim beats the Shloshin of a Loi Goitshi. Loi Goitshi means you can't stack it, you just harvest and leave it on the ground. So you're not involving yourself anything more. I'm trying to understand what is the pshat in that mission. Koitzin, avaloi goitzin. Why koitzin? why not Goydish? So Goyter, I understood why they had to do it, because it's not my simple owner, why not? Feel free. But then why can't I be Goydish? Why can't I be Goydish?
If we quoted that mission, then we have to, Mark goes on and says, my you could have made my
the what? Right. Nachon. That's my kasha. That's my kasha. The Gemara says I've got a steering ship to the Buddha. If you're the by Chomet says you're not allowed to involve yourself in Chomet, and by Tirus Oimer he says you can do it. Tirus Achodosh he says you can do it. It's the steer. So my question is, if you read the next line, Avaloi Goyshin, if it doesn't let you be Goyshin, why? Because for the same reason by Chavis, because it's why you'll eat it. So why was he Matthew to harvest? Financial loss. So special heter. Special heter because of financial loss, he allowed you to harvest it. So now tell me your question. What's your question? What's the difference between Chodosh and Chomit? Why by Chomit does he allow you to... Does he not allow you, by Chomet, he doesn't allow you to burn it, and by Chodosh, he does. I'll tell you the answer. The answer is because of financial loss. That's the answer. I can prove it to you, because he said he can't be crazy.
But this is only because of God.
No, that's explaining why you're allowed to make count. That's why you're allowed to make count. So this is referring to the other mission. So if our question here says you can't be Goydish. And another mission is that you're allowed to make Kemach. That's it, that's special for everybody.
What's the financial loss?
By the wheat, if you leave it connected to the ground, it rots.
It's still like physically,
you don't actually handle the wheat. Yeah, but you're involved in it. And then you're going to smooth it down and you'll come to eat. So the question, which we're leaving off with the question, I'll let you try and work out the answer. It's a strong question. We're asking a question. The Mishnah says, Yehuda said you'll have to eat chomet until Zman. You'll have to do bio chomet until Zman bio. After that, not because we're worried you come to eat it. So you see, Yehuda says you can't touch things that you might, of it because you might come to eat it. My, the question, you see by chodosh not like that. Where do you see a chodosh not like that? You see by chodosh they allowed you harvest produce. And we're not worried you'll come to eat it. So you see, not like that. That was the question of the Gemara. I'm asking, if you read the next words of the Mishnah, the next words, please read it. It says clearly, you can't make a haystack. Now why can't you make a haystack? The only reason could possibly be is because you're not allowed to involve yourself in Issa food. For the same reason it isn't said by Chomet, that's why it would be by Chodosh. So why then are you allowed to harvest? For a different reason. Because of financial loss, to save yourself financial loss, which is not relevant by Chomet. So there's no steering shit to Yehuda. Yehuda holds you're never allowed to involve yourself in Issa, being by Chomet, being by other Yisrael. And the reason why he allowed you to harvest is because of a particular reason, specific scenario to prevent you to have financial loss. The reason why he allowed you to make flour, again, a specific reason because of the Oilei Regalim. But generally, you're not allowed to. So Mameda, if Yehuda doesn't let you to do Bio Chomet after Zman Bio, doesn't let you do Bio Chomet after Zman Bio, then you don't have these reasons. And in any other cases, why would you come to eat it? So what was the Gemara's question? That's what we're going to leave off for today. What was the Gemara's question between these two Gemara's?